Arthur Mendoza, protege of Stella Adler, teaches Stella's technique exactly as she learned it from Stanislavski himself, the inventor of the modern technique of acting. Arthur helped Stella Adler open her Conservatory West acting school, and after teaching under Stella for over 10 years, he started his own school, Actor's Circle Theater, where he has been teaching for over 20 years now. Arthur has taught and worked with such talents as Mark Ruffalo, Benicio del Toro, Selma Hayek, and Jason Momoa, just to name a few, and has done script analysis with Michael Mann since Dances with Wolves.
But this boy had, you know, I said, stop it. And she sat next to him. And I said, would you count how many times he, I used to call it whack-a-dack when he whacks. Didn't you call it how many times? I can't. I said, I'm ordering you to.
Oh, because he would shake her.
In class. He, right. And I say, stop it.
Yeah.
So anyway, at the end, stop. How many times? Eight. He said, nine. I had one from her. There. So by the time he made it, the technique too,
yeah,
he was paraphrasing Orpheus ending and doing it the words, and then never came back.
Yeah.
Because I was able, God, he gave me what I wanted. You know?
Yeah.
I believe, and this is maybe my naivete.
Do you feel like with the imagination?
Anything. Anything's possible. Anything. Right now, do not, under any circumstance, think of a red Mustang convertible. Do not. Yeah, see? Now that, but if we build on that.
Right.
A red Mustang convertible with yellow polka dots. See, you keep adding to it. You keep adding to it. The best movie for students to understand how
it's done. Other people figure that out in life. You know, there's people that walk around living from fear.
Well, but there's also a thing that I don't understand. My type. Right. That scares me. I think I know what kind of a dog I'd like. I think
it's great.
No, it's a cross between a pug. Right. I don't want a pug. Their faces, I can't stand all that. And they have nasal. I want a cross between a pug and another one. I haven't found that what that other one is, but it stands up a little higher and it's slightly, but not completely restricted. I know when I go to IHOP what I'd really like. I'd like a burger.
Yeah.
What I'm going to have is two eggs scrambled with cheese. A beef patty, wheat toast, and a Arnold Palmer and water. Now, can I not have that burger? No, I can have it.
Right.
But I'm gonna bitch on Monday when it puts 3 pounds on me. I've got to say, okay, but what am I losing am I losing the pounds for? I'm losing the pounds for that stack of jeans that are Dolce & Gabbana and, you know, that I bought during the good days, and I'm not throwing them away. No. I'm wearing these. Right. I'm living for those Dolce & Gabbanas because yeah. I like what I look in them.
Right.
I like how I feel in them.
Right. So the type.
I can have.
We know what you want for food. We know what you want to wear.
Yeah, but I don't want to have a type for human. I don't want a type for human being.
What's my type?
I can't say that. I can't. Exactly what you have. That's what your type is.
I mean, there's been so many exceptions to the rule, right? Where somebody walks into the room
and you go bam,
and they go, all right, let's rewrite the whole thing.
Right. I will not.
So talk
I,
about.
I will not you, let my I will to? Not let my future be strategically and unchangeable. Be restricted by my past. Everything that I have survived, and I've survived a lot. I am the fruits of that right now. I am able to do this podcast turning my back on everything I thought I believed. But because of, you know, Jenny and Seth and Ryan, I have to be malleable. I have to be able to change. I have to be able to not be so rigid, because it will constrict my future. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
My rigidity will cut me off from dream.
Right.
Tennessee Williams dreamt. He never even wanted to be a playwright. You know that? He never wanted to be a playwright. He wanted to be a poet.
Do you think Tennessee Williams' words really captured everything that Tennessee Williams was doing? Or does it open up?
I think they led us to everything Tennessee Williams felt. Not everything. Like, he gets bashed by some of the gay press that he never wrote a gay play. He's a gay man. He never wrote a gay. He led more men to the challenges of their sexuality. Than any gay writer. Brick. He came up with the theory, the soul, the sellers, will always be buyers, and the buyers sellers. It's when you lose your market. We do that to women all the time. You've got to make it in your 30s or goodbye. Chevy Chase right now. He's old. He said, I can't get a job. He's funny.
Yeah.
What did he do? What did he lay down that didn't open up? I don't know if he did anything. I don't know him. I think he's a funny actor. I can think of 100 things he can do. I don't know who he is. I don't know how he conducted himself in his life that would close that off. I don't. Marlon Brando, a great actor. He closed himself off to a lot of things. I do not know if he even liked what he did. I don't know if he loved what he was dealt.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to. That's not his job. His job is to do it or not to do it. But something in the scrambled torture of what he lived created a family that wasn't so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing my mother and father, my grandmother, my grandfather taught me is how to be loved, how to love, how to be kind, and how to be responsible. Now people, well, you aren't kind to people in class. Well, that, I mean, I am kind. I've had an actor think that I'm in love with him. I'm not. I'm giving him, he said, I didn't turn him gay. I can't turn someone gay. I said, get the fuck out of my back door.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna pretend like you don't have a gun on you. You got 10 minutes or I call the cops. You're crying, you turned me gay. I didn't turn you gay.
Yeah.
There was a wonderful boy. I adored him. He was good in class. He struggled. But he was gorgeous. And he was perfect for one of the parts. So can I audition for it? Sure. And I gave it to him, of course. He was perfect.
Yeah.
The week after, you know, can I talk to you? I said, sure. And he had tattoos everywhere. He had a model, good looks, gorgeous, but he ruined it with tattoos, except for diesel model. He said, I want to thank you for the opportunity of my life. I said, well, thank you. You did. You showed up. You did it.
Yeah.
The next week, he hung himself in the closet.
Wow.
Of his apartment. Was that my fault? Did I make him hungry for something he knew he could do? Was he better off not knowing he could do it? That wasn't my responsibility. You show up, you pay, we're good.
Yeah.
You show up, you pay, we're good.
Yeah.
You show up, you run out on your bill. I got a 3-ring binder of people who did that. people who did plays that I directed them and then ran out on me, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's not fair. But the cliche thing life isn't. It really
just goes to show the human spirit when you're talking about what type are you or what type do you audition for. Like, who knows? Who knows what lies within anybody?
And I've made this example a thousand times. It bores me. The graduate, they wanted a 6'2" blonde, blue-eyed guy. Like, look at that little schmuck that walked in there. Right. And got in his whole career changed from that. Yeah. He opened the door to the character. My friend Joanne Linville read with him. Because Bancroft was out of the country.
Right.
She did the audition. She read. And he said, they called him back. He left. How could you leave? My friends and I, we live in our trailer, we're doing a play off Broadway.
Yeah.
I gotta be there. They waited for me. But I gotta be all that desperation. Right. All that
there seem to be a lot of actors that have a desperation to be a certain type.
But no, they have a desperation to be famous. They have a desperation to make money. They have a desperation for the outcome. The outcome will never feed you. What you have right now is everything.
That's a good quote. The outcome will never feed you. What you have right now is everything.
That's a brilliant man.
Arthur Mendoza.
Arthur Mendoza, News at 11.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Santa Monica, Wednesday night, 7 to 10 at the Santa Monica Playhouse.
Yes. You can audit for free.
What you have now is everything, and now's the time.
Now's the time. That'll be the hook. Yeah. That'll be the selling hook. If you think you have everything now, come Wednesday, 7 o'clock, you can have all the rest.
Not where you're going, it's where you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, today in films, I mean, and all the great films, you can't...
Okay, wait a minute. You already did it. All the great films.
All the ones that pull you in, I'm saying you don't expect.
All that matters is all the ones you enjoy.
Right. All the films I enjoy.
You're American when you say the best.
I think we're getting caught up in the words.
yeah, and you're getting caught up in that. We gotta
tap into the frequency feeling.
Yeah, you got it. Well, see there, you already got pretentious frequency feeling. I like easy words. Acting should be absolutely, absolutely simplistic.
I think what I was trying to say around the type is that, in a way, type doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
Because it's more interesting when it's something you don't expect.
And when you lose a part, it wasn't yours. And when you lost the part, I mean, have you ever seen the movie Mercy? You see the movie Mercy?
No.
You haven't?
I'm going to have to.
With Kathy Bates? It's brilliant.
I probably saw with
Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know who they wrote it for?
Who?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
To be Kathy Bates.
There you go. There you go.
Wow.
It went a whole different place.
Could have been Kim Bates singing it too.
Don't take me. I think that everybody has their vehicle.
Yeah.
I think that bestest. When people ask, what's your favorite? Shut up. My favorite, well, it does nothing for you. You know?
When I never expect it and it happens, that's what pulls me in. That's my words. That's what I enjoy. But I'm saying around type. Around type. Like, what is type?
It doesn't exist.
And then if you go to be, like, I see this a lot in Hollywood, too. A lot of people are trying to be like somebody else. If they're someone else,
when I got my last good job in Deep Cover, we went and did the table read, and everybody there's, you know, the fruit, the M&Ms, all this stuff, and I got up and I went, and Lauren said, "Hey, where are you going?" I said, "I'm going." I said, "I'm Lauren." I said, "Nice to meet you." You were uncomfortable. I said, "No, I just read." Would you like to do that scene with me? I said, please. Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And he had it rewritten. And from that, we've been best friends ever since.
Arthur Mendoza has been in this industry for most of his life. His wisdom and experience allow him to train more than just actors. He trains artists. Arthur Mendoza teaches class every Wednesday at Santa Monica Playhouse from 7 to 10 p.m. and coaches privately. Visit actorcircletheater.com for more information.